772-475-3676. We hope to see you soon.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
I said, you going further. You coming higher. You gonna go deeper. There's something else that awaits you that's coming quick. Hallelujah. Somebody shout, I got a spirit of an overcomer. I ain't tired yet. Amen. What we see and how we see is rooted in the soil of our thought life. That's why we battle in the mind. As we do, that's where the enemy tries to assault you, in the mind. Amen. Amen. But we are people of the spirit, and we carry God's DNA. That's why it's so important to live by your spirit. If God hadn't said anything, just wait. I said, if God hadn't given you instruction, just wait. Stop being so caught up in the systems of the world and how in the world they do everything in a hurry. You know, but it's so much is based upon covetousness and greed, and they're driven by the flesh. Learn to walk to that other drumbeat. Saul feared the people and obeyed their voice and offered the sacrifice. When he should have waited for Samuel. See, Samuel was on his way. But God caused a divine delay. Tell somebody a divine delay. Not a demonic delay, a divine delay. To prove what was in his heart. And he went on and sacrificed. Out of fear of the people, he went on and sacrificed. But then Samuel showed up. And Saul lost the kingdom. Because he couldn't wait upon God. Don't birth any Ishmaels. Give Ishmael a gift and send him away. Send him to the other side. Send him to Palestine, the Middle East, somewhere over there. Wait on your Isaac. Tell somebody right now, wait on your Isaac. And when Isaac comes, be willing to offer your Isaac. I said, when Isaac comes, be willing to offer your Isaac. Matthew 5, verse 8, one of the Beatitudes. It was what you're supposed to be. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Now, don't let the enemy push this thing off into the sweet by and by. Oh, we're going to see God one day. No, you can see God today. It was real quiet, except our sister right here said it's right. It's quiet right here. Huh? We don't have to wait. Because we're not looking for him necessarily with these eyes. We're not listening for him with these ears. Although God can show you with these eyes and these ears. But there's another set of ears, an inner ear. There's another set of eyes. Amen. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God, even in the midst of our struggle. Come on, I said, even in the midst of our struggle, beyond our pain, we can see him, and we can give him praise. Amen? 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. 2 Corinthians 3, 18. But we all with open face, no veil over our face, nothing blocking us, because we're the pure in heart. We can see him. Beholding as in a mirror or a glass the glory of the Lord, his word, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. This is a key. When you behold as in a glass the glory of the Lord, it changes us. That's why in Proverbs it says, don't let this depart from your eyes. Keep it before your eyes. Amen. And it will change. It will change us from glory to glory to glory. It's good to hear. That's an important component too. But sight, because in your mind, it's with your mind. How many remember the movie, Denzel Washington movie, The Book of Eli? All y'all saw that, didn't you? And you didn't know when the first time you saw it, you didn't know he was blind till the end. He said, whoa! The brother was moving in faith. He was bad too. See, he was seeing without these eyes. He was seeing with other eyes. You know, as miraculous as it seems, you know, God is able to do that. To that extreme, he will be able to do that. So how much more us, as we can also see? But see, sometimes that becomes our struggle, because we can see with these eyes. And so there's a life that has to consume the other life. The inner life has to consume the outer life and take dominion over it. Amen? All right, so give me 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 18. We are changed from glory to glory. We are going higher and higher, deeper and deeper. We are increasing in God, not decreasing. 2 Corinthians 4, 18, while we look, there we go again, what we looking at? While we look not at the things that are seen. Don't fix your eyes on things that you see that are contrary to what you know your destiny is. Don't fix your eyes on carnal things. You know why? Because they are subjected to change. The only sure thing in this world is change. Everything gonna change. Everything changes. It's always changing. Can we get it back up? While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen with these natural eyes. For the things which are seen with these natural eyes are temporal, temporary, or subject to change. Even people, well-meaning people, are subjected to change. God forbid, but sometimes you may be having a struggle in the course of a day and your attitude got a hold of that. And now your attitude's not good, but you're a good person. You love God, but your attitude stinks. Not a word over here in this section. Boy, I got good ears. Under the anointing, I hear real well. I see real well. Amen? Everything is subject to change. But even, see, this is why even as a child of God, as a son of God, you have to understand that my standing is fixed. When I have a bad day, God ain't dissing me. He's not gonna throw me under the bus. He knew before I got here I was gonna have some bad days. He knew that flesh is frail, flesh will fail. You know, God charged his angels with folly. He don't even give them the full assignment. So he knows your frame, but we have to understand if we live from the Spirit, we don't get depressed. You know, depression, somebody gets depressed, they just checking out on life. They just, everything's against them. You got to understand, He that is for you is more. I don't care what comes at you out here. How low you go here, you got to remember and draw back on the fact that my standing hadn't changed. Before God, my name is written in heaven. I am a citizen of a kingdom. And this too shall pass, because everything I can see is only temporary. And you got to understand something. There's always humiliation before exaltation. God himself divinely will allow you to suffer some things just before he exalts you. Just before he raises you up. So that he'll hide you from pride. You'll know God did this. It wasn't none of my doing, because I dropped the ball. I didn't have enough. I ain't smart enough. I ain't strong enough. I don't know enough. God did this thing. Hello, somebody. You will go through the valley of the shadow of death, but God will teach you to fear no evil. And at the appropriate time, he will raise you up. But you'll be changed. Because see, our flesh tends to become proud and independent. And God resists the proud. He know. Look at somebody, tell him, God know you. Well, let me use the proper English. Look at somebody, tell him, God knows you very well. He knows how to nurture you. He knows how to shape you. He knows how to form you. He knows how to put you in the fire just long enough so you don't get burned. Amen. He knows how to set you on the shelf and let you sit there with your anointed self. Like the preacher don't see you. I said, God will set you there, checking you out. He'll let all of you ooze out of you. Till you feel like, you know, you feel like. And then God will show you, I ain't left you. Ain't nothing changed. Your stature hadn't changed. I know who you are. You see, when a pot goes off the wheel, there's a whole lot of processes to it. You know, we like the vases that are centerpieces. Been shellacked, been carved, and you know, all that is beautiful. But you got to understand the process. Because there's a part of the process where it just sits on the shelf. There's a part of the process where it goes into the fire. There's a part of the process where the sculptor carves into it. There's a part of the process where it gets slapped on the wheel. Everybody want to be at the centerpiece on the table, but you got to go through some slapping first. Tell somebody, I got the spirit of an overcomer. I overcome the slapping.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.